Foxton Readers, Level 3, A City at War, by Steve Martin. Read by Rick Romero. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Harry Mancini walked out of the restaurant. He was smiling as he counted the money. £400, he said, and put the money into his jacket pocket. That's £3,000 so far today. He looked at his expensive gold watch as he walked. It was 12:10. I'll make one more stop and then finish for the day, he thought. There will be plenty of time to collect more money tomorrow. It's nearly 1 o'clock, and the first race starts soon. I want to be at the racetrack in time. If I can pick the right horses, I might make some more money today. Harry whistled as he walked towards a new bar on the corner. It would be his first visit to this bar, so he wasn't going to collect any money from them today. He was just going to introduce himself and explain that he was going to protect their business for a few £100 a month. He knew the owner would refuse at first. They always did. He wasn't worried, though. He knew how to do his job. Later tonight, I'll return to the bar when it's closed and throw a brick through the window, he thought. When I visit the owner next week, he'll pay the money without arguing. He'll understand that he needs me to protect his bar. After all, this is a dangerous city. Some bad people live here. Harry laughed. He was happy and enjoying life. He had a good job. He was making a lot of money. He was well known in this part of the city, and people respected him. Best of all, he was having fun. He went to the races twice a week, and he went to nightclubs even more often. He liked to go to the best nightclubs. Everyone knew him in these places. He drank expensive wines and bought lots of drinks for his friends. The prettiest women were always his friends. Yes, life was going very well for him. He ate in the best restaurants, drove a nice car, and wore expensive clothes. What more could anybody want? Suddenly, there was a shout. Hey, Harry! Harry turned. He saw a man raise a gun at him. The man fired 2 shots into his chest from just a couple of meters away. Harry fell backwards onto the pavement. The gunman stepped forward and fired a 3rd and final shot before walking away, leaving Harry to die. The gunman walked away. There were people on the street, but nobody tried to stop him. He turned into an alley where a motorbike was waiting. He could hear sirens behind him as he climbed onto the bike. Vroom! Someone had called the police, but he was not worried. He knew no one would talk to the police about gangster business. Seconds later, he was escaping through the busy city streets. Vroom! Vroom! Outside the bar, a crowd stood around the body on the ground. But there was nothing they could do. Nobody could help Harry Mancini now. He was dead.